This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem, perfect for a late evening stroll or a quiet night in. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF has conducted its first airstrike in Gaza in over a week, killing a Hamas operative. The military claims the target was planning attacks on troops. Also, Ynet reveals that the IDF chief approved new restrictions for strikes, targeting a Hamas commander in Beit Lahia, accused of plotting attacks on Israeli forces. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that a senior White House official criticized Israel for not doing enough to curb settler violence. This follows the lifting of a siege by settlers on two homes in the Palestinian village of Kusra. Separately, JNS highlights that Israel's restraint before disarming Hamas shows how quickly diplomacy can protect the group. And finally, Forward discusses how some claim Israel is becoming anti-Christian, with Jewish extremists allegedly fueling these perceptions in the United States. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, posting just minutes ago, reports that Taiwan confirmed AI-driven cyber attacks on government agencies, with an Israeli firm uncovering the campaign. The Times of Israel, posting earlier today, notes that the U.S. is reportedly angry with Israel over what it calls anarchy and rampant settler violence in the West Bank. Eyal Yacobi, an Israeli commentator, posted just now about Abdul El-Sayed's sister's controversial statements, emphasizing radical Islamist ties. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the airstrike in Gaza, the Times of Israel reports the IDF targeted a Hamas operative planning attacks on Israeli troops. This marks the first such strike in over a week. Military sources deny a change in rules of engagement despite recent U.S. pressure. The operation underscores ongoing tensions despite diplomatic efforts. Turning to new Gaza restrictions, Ynet reports that the IDF chief authorized the targeted strike on a Hamas commander in Beit Lahia. These strikes were once routine, signaling a possible shift in military strategy. This comes as part of Israel's broader effort to counter threats from Gaza. Meanwhile, a White House official's criticism of Israel comes as the Jerusalem Post reports on the IDF lifting a settler-imposed siege in Kusra. The official's comments reflect increasing international scrutiny of Israel's handling of settler violence. This could impact diplomatic relations with the U.S. In a related development, JNS discusses Israel's cautious approach to disarming Hamas. The report suggests that diplomatic processes can inadvertently shield the group. This highlights the complex balance Israel must maintain between military action and diplomacy. And finally, Forward discusses allegations of Israel's hostility towards Christianity, fueled by Jewish extremists. The narrative is gaining traction in the U.S., potentially affecting Israel's international image. This issue could influence future interfaith and diplomatic dialogues. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that police returned 3.4 million shekels to a man after a criminal investigation closed without charges. However, Bank Hapoalim still refused to accept the funds, citing concerns over their source. This highlights ongoing issues in banking practices. Separately, Kitek reveals that Bank Leumi posted a record quarterly profit of 943 million, driven by strong capital markets. Despite pressure on lending, the bank's non-interest income bolstered its performance. This reflects resilience in Israel's banking sector. And finally, Globes reports that high tax collection has helped moderate Israel's fiscal deficit, which stood at 3% GDP as of July. The government aims for a 4.9% target by 2026, showing fiscal discipline amid global economic pressures. Yielding time, Huntist. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.